Spicer pondered the situation for a moment. He realized he did indeed miss Trevor. Things had been much simpler when they had him on the outside collecting money.
You still got contacts in the Bahamas?
I have contacts all over the Caribbean. Why?
Because you'll have to wire the money. Cash is forbidden around here.
You want me to wire $2,000?
No. I want you to wire $5,000. That's our minimum fee.
Where's your bank?
In the Bahamas.
Argro's eyes narrowed. His eyebrows pushed together, and while he was deep in thought, so was Spicer. The minds were in the process of meeting. Why the Bahamas? Argro asked.
Same reason you used the Bahamas.
Thoughts rattled around in both heads.
Let me ask you something, Spicer said. You said you could move dirty money quicker than anybody else.
Argro nodded and said, no problem.
Can you still do it?
You mean from in here?
Yes, from here.
Argro laughed and shrugged as if nothing could be easier. Sure, I still have some friends.
Meet me here in an hour. I might have a deal for you.
An hour later, Argro returned to the law library and found the three judges already in position, behind a table with papers and law books scattered about, as if the Supreme Court of Florida were in session. Spicer introduced him to Beach and Yarber, and he took a seat across the table. No one else was present. They talked for a moment about his appeal, and he was sufficiently vague on the details. His file was en route from the other prison, and they couldn't do much without it. The appeal was a preliminary topic of conversation, and both sides of the table knew it.
Mr. Spicer tells us you're an expert on moving dirty money, Beach said.
I was until I got caught, Argro said modestly.
I take it you have some.
We have a little account offshore, money we've earned doing legal work, and a few other things we can't be too open about. As you know, we can't charge for legal work.
But we do anyway, added Yarber, and we get paid for it.
How much is in the account? Argro asked, knowing yesterday's closing balance to the exact penny.
Let's wait on that, Spicer said. There's a good chance the money may have disappeared.
Argro let the words hang for a second and managed to appear confused.
I'm sorry, he said. We had a lawyer,
Beach said slowly, each word measured. He disappeared, and he may have taken the money.
I see. And this account is in a bank in the Bahamas?
It was. We're not sure if it still is.
We doubt the money is still there, Yarber added. But we'd like to know for sure, Beach added.
Which bank? Argro asked.
Geneva Trust, in Nassau,
Spicer answered, glancing at his colleagues. Argro nodded smugly, as if he knew dark little dirty secrets about the bank.
You know the bank? Beach asked.
Sure,
Argro said, and let them hang for a long second.
And?
Spicer said. Argro was overcome with smugness and insider knowledge, so he stood rather dramatically and walked around the small library for a moment, deep in thought, then moved closer to the table again.
Look, what do you guys want me to do? Let's cut to the chase.
The three looked at him, then at each other, and it was obvious they weren't sure of two things. A. How much they trusted this man they just met, and B, what they really wanted from him. But they figured the money was gone anyway, so what was there to lose? Yarber said.
We're not too sophisticated when it comes to moving dirty money. That was not our original calling, you understand. Forgive our lack of knowledge, but is there any way to verify if the money is still where it once was? We're just not sure if the lawyer stole it, Beach added.
You want me to verify the balance of a secret account? Argro asked.
Yes, that's it, said Yarber.
We figured that maybe you still had some friends in the business, Spicer said, treading water, and we're just curious as to whether there's any way to do this.